Chapter 9.
It was the first year of Darius, the son of Xerxes, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the kingdom of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the books the number of the years specified by the word of Yahweh given to Jeremiah the prophet for the fulfillment of the desolations of Jerusalem, 70 years. Then I set my face toward the Lord God, pleading in prayer and petitions, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed to Yahweh my God, and confessed and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps the merciful covenant with those who love Him, and with those who keep His commandments. We have sinned and been perverse. We have acted wickedly and rebelled, departing from Your commandments and Your judgments. Neither have we obeyed Your servants, the prophets, who spoke in Your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, the righteousness is Yours, but we are shamefaced, even as it is to this day. The men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those near and those far off in all the lands to which You have scattered them, because of the trespass which they have trespassed against You. O Lord, we are shamefaced. Our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against You. O Lord, our God, the compassions and the forgivenesses are Yours, for we have rebelled against You. And we have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh our God, to walk in Your laws, which You set before us by the hand of Your servants, the prophets. And all Israel has transgressed Your law, turning aside, refusing to heed Your voice. Therefore, the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us, because we have sinned against Him. And He has confirmed His words, which He spoke against us and against our judges who judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heavens, nothing has ever been done as what has been done to Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us, yet we have not appeased Yahweh our God by turning back from our iniquities and by comprehending Your truth, O Yahweh. So Yahweh has kept watch over the evil and brought it upon us. For Yahweh, our God, is righteous in all His works which He has done, though we have not heeded His voice. And now, O Lord, our God, who brought Your people out of the land of Egypt with a strong hand, and made a name for Yourself even to this day. We have sinned. We have acted wickedly. O Lord, in keeping with all Your righteous deeds, I pray, Let your anger and your wrath be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain. For on account of our sins and the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have become a reproach to all our neighbors. So now, our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his petition. And for your own sake, O Lord, cause your face to shine on your desolate sanctuary. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city which bears your name. For we do not present our petitions before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, because your city and your people bear your name. Now, while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin, along with the sin of my people, Israel, and presenting my petition before Yahweh, my God, on behalf of the holy mountain of my God. Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, Gabriel, the man whom I had seen in the first vision, flying like a bird, reached me about the time of the evening offering. And he gave me understanding and talked with me and said,
Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand. When you began your petitions, the word went out, and I have come to announce it, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the word, and understand the vision. 70 weeks have been determined for your people and for your holy city, to finish the transgression, and to make an end of sins, and to purge iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up vision and prophet, and to anoint the Holy of Holies. Therefore, know and understand, from the utterance of the word, to restore and to rebuild Jerusalem, until an anointed one, the Prince. There shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be rebuilt along with the rampart, even in times of distress. And after the 62 weeks, an anointed one shall be cut off and shall be nothing. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and its end shall come with a flood. And until the end, there shall be war. Desolations have been determined. And for 1 week, he shall make a prevailing covenant with many. But in the middle of the week, he shall abolish sacrifice and offering. And on the wing shall be the desolating abomination, even until the consummation, and what has been determined is poured out on the desolation.